The stock market rallied today. Some analysts say it was the absence of really bad news that was the driving force. Today is the deadline for the heads of nearly 700 major U.S. corporations to sign letters swearing to the Securities and Exchange Commission that their company's books are accurate and honest. It's part of an effort by federal officials to persuade the investing public that they can trust corporate earnings statements. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been covering the story, and he joins me now. Jim, there was a lot of trepidation among businesses and investors connected to this deadline. What did we learn?
Well, I think the thing to say about today is that there weren't any bombshells. There were three companies that came out and announced restatements, at least so far. One of these is Nicor, an energy company. It's already under investigation by the SEC. People knew that, so that wasn't a surprise. The big advertising conglomerate Interpublic announced a very small restatement late yesterday. And then today, the finance company Household International said that because of changes in the way it accounted for credit card revenue, it was restating its earnings going back to 1994. None of these involved major amounts of money, certainly nothing like WorldCom, which, for instance, had accounting improprieties of $7.2 billion.
Has everyone who's supposed to sign one of these statements or letters done so?
It is too early to tell at this point. The SEC says that the heads of 695 companies in total have to submit these letters today. Most of those companies waited until the very last minute to file the letters, so they're still coming in. The SEC is still trying to count them. The SEC says it won't be for another 5 days or so that they really have a complete tally of who signed and who didn't. Some of them are going to have asked for extensions to file. And then it also has to be said that there are another 250 companies that don't have to submit their letters until later this year. So there aren't any bombshells today, but you know, that's not to say that there might not be some down the road.
Now, there was a lot of concern about this deadline in the stock market. Is that going to ease up now?
It could. There was a lot of fear, as you point out, that some of these companies would go back and look at their books and see questionable accounting maneuvers, things that used to be all right but aren't anymore, and that they would decide to restate earnings. The stock market is already suffering from this big confidence problem because of all the accounting scandals that have happened over the past year and a half. And a lot of people were worried that, you know, we would have more restatements and that things would just get a lot worse. Now, we seem to have gotten through this day without major problems. A lot of people are going to be relieved by that. And certainly there are some people today who have suggested that one of the reasons the market went up so much was because of that.
Briefly, what about all the other U.S. companies that sell stock? Is the SEC not interested in them?
The SEC deadline today only applied to 942 of the biggest companies, but the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, the corporate reform bill that the president just signed, says that all 14,000 publicly traded companies have to certify in this manner. So we're going to see a lot more of this process down the road.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.